Oh, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, pilgrims. Whatever time of day that you're listening to today's daily devotion, this is Pastor Bob, broadcasting from the parsonage in Arthur, Illinois, the House of Peace. Today we've got a special devotion for you from Michael Casey, that monk in Australia who was a priest for much of his life, and he's condensed his homilies into a daily devotional book called Balaam's Donkey. And we're picking and choosing some of those summarized homilies that have become daily devotions to share with each other on this New Year launching pad journey to Lent, which is creeping up on us and gaining speed, we might say. Amen. We have the monks in full force in the background, a great Gregorian chant of the mystics. And we have the pink sand candle. So gentle and sweet is that scent. And we have the rooibos and chamomile Vita tea. That's that de-stress tea that's so good in the morning that I've talked about. Very nice. Takes a little getting used to, but once you get used to it, it's just right. So today we're going to talk about a devotion named Revelation. Revelation's one of my favorite words. I really haven't pinned down the meaning of Revelation. I've got several in my mind, and they're all different than what most people think of Revelation, as in the book of Revelation, the last book in the Bible, when this vision of heaven is presented and what heaven is going to be like and what the churches on earth are going to face in terms of consequences or what they need to do to be able to see that. So that's one revelation. That's a final revelation, supposedly, of the Bible. But God himself, and I have said this, is revelation, meaning when you encounter God in your daily life, however it may be, in whatever form, in whatever time, whatever moment, that's a revelation. That is God revealing God's self to you in some manner, way, shape, or form. It could be something you hear, something you see, a sign, something someone else says, something you read in a book, a thought that comes to you when you're reading scripture, or when you're walking down the street, or just in a moment when you're still for a minute and God just decides to invite himself in and take advantage of that quiet moment, because it's so hard for God to find quiet moments in our lives. Amen? Revelation is a constant revealing of God. So we're always learning about God in new ways because God is always revealing himself in new ways. But God himself is already full and unchangeable. God is not changing. The way we see God or hear God or experience God changes and grows as we grow. But God's a finished product, right? God's done, unchangeable, right? The almighty, unchangeable creator. It's just a matter of how much God to we get to experience as we pursue our spiritual life. So there's a little mini sermon in itself. Couple things. Remember when Jesus says in the Gospels when he's about to leave, ascend, and he tells the disciples that you will do greater things than I did. It's always been an interesting quote, right? Or just what about the simple quote that we say often, anything is possible with God. Well, how does that happen? How are we going to do greater things than Jesus? How is Peter going to take over Jesus's role when it comes to healing and casting out demons? Peter, who couldn't even walk on water. How can we do anything? How is anything possible? And the answer to that is the second part of the statement. Anything is possible with God. So what does that mean? With God, or filled with the Spirit, right? Well, I think this daily devotional will help us a little bit in realizing the capacity, the unlimited, really, capacity we have in this life to do great things for Christ. All right, let's hear what Michael Casey has to say. That's enough of Pastor Bob. We came to hear Casey. All right, Father, I'm going to turn it over to you. Here's Revelation. Michael Casey says this. Jesus is presented in the Gospels as something of a superhero. He goes about driving out demons, curing the sick, raising the dead, and walking on water, all the while teaching wisdom and welcoming strangers, the marginalized, the alienated, and those considered untouchable. And in the well-known scene at Caesarea Philippi, he commissions Simon Peter to continue this work. This was surely a case of sending a boy to do a man's job. Peter, poorly equipped for the task. According to the Acts of the Apostles, he was illiterate. He seems to have been unable to comprehend the vast vision of St. Paul. His character, as attested in the Gospels, was weak, intemperate, and inconsistent. It is not natural talent that qualifies Peter to continue Christ's work, and not his morality. It's not his natural talent, and it's not his morality. What recommended him was the fact that he was open to receive a revelation from the Father and to act upon it. What recommended Peter was that he was open to receive a revelation from the Father and to act upon it. And I ask, how about us? Could we say the same thing? Michael Casey goes on, elsewhere in the Gospels, Jesus exalts in joy at the fact that the Father reveals the mysteries of the kingdom, not to the wise and prudent, but to little ones. Those who, like Peter, do not belong to the great ones of the earth. As Jesus said elsewhere with obvious reference to the Pharisees, that which is highly esteemed by human beings is an abomination to God. Let that rest on your heart a little bit. That which is highly esteemed by human beings, which draws us so strongly, attracts us continuously, and tempts us unending, that which is highly esteemed by human beings is an abomination to God. That's a quote. Peter has a role in the dissemination of the good news of the kingdom because he is in contact with the spiritual world. The mandate he receives is not a personal authority to be exercised at whim, but rather it's an emptiness and an openness that leaves room for inspiration from above. In other words, don't fill yourself with yourself and other things of this world. Leave room for inspiration from above. We continue. In the fourth gospel, Jesus often claims that the source of his authoritative teaching and of the signs he performed with his union with the Father, Jesus was the unimpeded channel by which more abundant life was given to us. As with Peter, as with the other disciples to whom a similar mandate was given, so with us. So with us. We will do the work of God and further the kingdom to the extent that we open ourselves to the revelation of God reserved for little ones like us. Amen. Excellent devotion. Definitely worth a second listen. Amen. Well, just one more reminder that we have our Zoom discussion group tomorrow night at 7 on Zoom, and you're welcome to attend in any way you would like to, anonymously, with no visual or no audio if you prefer. Just a mole on the wall listening in to a spiritual discussion and letting God speak to you as you do it. Being open to the revelation of God, which is reserved just for us, the little ones. I hope you join us for our discussion group tomorrow night at 7. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for revealing Christ your Son to us. Can I get an amen, church? Father, we thank you for revealing Christ your Son to us. Help us to receive this message with meekness and to allow it to shape our lives into the likeness of Christ. We ask this in the name of Jesus, our Lord, our Master, and our King. Amen.